I'll ask about the Wheatport
okay,
separately.
With this, the rivalry.
And
okay, no,
the Grain Commission.
The rivalry was, well, of course, South Wheatpool, there was this rough numbers. South Wheatpool was the big brother. Alberta Pool handled about half as much, and if my memory serves me right, we handled about half as much as Alberta Pool. And
not half as much as Alberta Pool.
Well, we were smaller than Alberta Pool.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
Alberta
that.
Pool, actually, being the province that it is, they actually had the highest percentage of handle in the province for a long, long time, more than Manitoba. My first question at the board meeting, what's the percentage of handle? Question, always, I'd ask. 54%. Why would it go down to 53? And one of the managers got so fed up with me asking that question every time. I said, "How come? I want to know." That was the director's job. I'll get back to the rivalry thing. That was the director's job. And I remember the one answer. I said, "How come? Our share is now. I'm fabricating the number, but it's probably in that area. How come our share is now 53% last month? It was 56." And then he said, "Because the other guys handled more." So, I like to say, I didn't even pick it up right away. But anyway, I don't know that we, South Wheatpool became fairly arrogant, and the thing was that the three pools should have merged, and that's another whole other story. But they had a convention that was 2 weeks long. Their directors were better paid. Their delegates were well paid, and it was a good thing. They became sort of like part-time jobs for farmers in winter. I don't know that we would get together as Prairie Pools in my time. Before I got to that, never happened. It was ridiculous that the Prairie Pools wouldn't get together. We did. Mm-hmm. And those were good meetings, and then we would develop policy altogether. And that was a bit strenuous for Alberta Pool. They were more right-wing, although they were always at loggerheads with but I didn't believe at that time, Conservative Social Credit Government, don't even know it, can I? And
what about UGG?
Well, UGG was a horse of another apple. They thought they were a co-op, but they weren't. They had started off as a co-op, but UGG could have an annual meeting. In 2 days, they'd always change their delegates, which some might be say good. They wind them and dine them. I'm pretty biased on this. They wind them and dine them. And how the hell can you pass 30 resolutions in 2 days? Impossible, because it was always, they never had the in-depth discussion that the pools did. SAS Wheatpool probably was the best one for giving real cooperative education and stuff and discussing resolutions. But United Gringos was already a shareholder company of some kinds, of hardly paid any dividends. I mean, I got dividends that sometimes amounted to $10 an acre. And the pools and SAS Wheatpool was very good, too. We had quite an equity system built up. United Grain Growers, they really thought they were a co-op, but they weren't. I mean, they were, but they thought they gave wine to dine them, took them to meetings, and they had a good time and come home, and we know all about it. And our members were much more involved. We had to report back to the districts, and we had a lot of education going on.